Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD. You're listening to Dallas-Fort Worth's number one for news, weather, and traffic. This is continuing team coverage from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A replacement judge. Here's Carmelo Anthony's new trial motion this morning in McKinney. Good morning. It's now 7 o'clock. Fair skies, 83 degrees. We have an extreme heat warning again today. It's going to be sunny, hot, and 105 later this afternoon. Top three things you need to know. The WNBA's Dallas Wings welcome Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham to the AAC tonight. There's going to be a large crowd inside and outside as supporters of Cunningham's campaign to keep biological men out of women's sports are rallying outside ahead of the game. A family member left a 5-year-old child in a car on Redbird Drive in Garland after school Tuesday. That girl has now died. Another extreme heat warning is in effect for today. Our top story this morning, a new judge will now preside over today's hearing where Carmelo Anthony's lawyers are going to be asking for a new trial. This over the stabbing death, of course, of another Frisco teenager last year.
Former Kaufman County Judge Michael Chitty has been appointed following yesterday's removal of the trial judge. KRLD's Russell Scott covering that hearing all morning and once again this morning. He joins us live from the Collin County Courthouse in McKinney. Russell.
John, they just opened the courthouse doors to the line of people who are hoping to get one of those seats in the courtroom and watch the proceedings today. Now, defense attorney Bree West, who is not connected with this case, says while changing judge, recusing a judge is a bit unusual, she thinks it was the right thing to do, especially after Judge Roach gave that media interview, saying in that media interview that the jury got the decision right on the conviction. She says it was just too close to the end of the trial to conduct an interview like that.
In that period of time when Carmelo Anthony has a right to say, I'd like for the judge to listen to additional argument about a new trial because we believe the jury got it wrong, then how could you possibly believe that you would get a fair shot at making those arguments if the judge right after said, nope, I already agree that the jury got it right?
Retired District Judge Michael Chitty now will hear Carmelo Anthony's request for a new trial that gets underway in just about 2 hours from now. Live at the Collin County Courthouse, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And among those concerned about whether Anthony got a square deal is State Representative James Tallarico, the Democrats' candidate for Senate. He says on a New York radio show that the lack of any black jurors in the first trial is all the evidence he needs to support a redo.
Right now, we've got a system that doesn't serve all Americans equally, and we know that black Texans have not gotten the justice they deserve in many cases. And, you know, I'm not an expert on this particular case, but I know that there were no black members of the jury. And to me, that's the only evidence you need to really prove that this system is not working for black Texans.
Attorney General Ken Paxton, the Republican Senate candidate, has not issued an official public reaction or statement regarding the case.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the KRLD 24-hour Breaking News Center. We've cut the commercial breaks, so you're getting a full nonstop 20-minute hit of news, traffic, and weather on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, tragedy in Garland. On Tuesday night, a 5-year-old girl dies, found unresponsive inside a vehicle at a Garland home. And Officer Matt Pesta says a relative brought her and her brother home from school but failed to bring the girl inside the house. Temperatures were above 100 degrees. Relatives searched the area when they realized she was missing and she was found in the car.
By the time family members had realized she was missing, unfortunately, it was too late.
They called 911 and performed CPR. The girl was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police say no charges have been filed as the investigation continues.
KRLD, Power Grid Update.
Well, with yet another triple-digit day ahead, and despite electricity demand nearing or exceeding a record of 91,000 megawatts, ERCOT says the state's power supply is successfully managing the strain while keeping operating reserves steady.
Do you know there was a mid-air collision between aircraft yesterday? One man is dead in a mid-air collision in Pennsylvania. A police helicopter and a small airplane collided during a training exercise at Carlisle Regional Airport, just minutes from the state capital of Harrisburg.
The plane crashed into the ground a short distance ahead in many pieces. The helicopter, without its blades and without its tail boom, rolled inverted and crashed into the ground.
Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says the pilot of the single-engine Cessna was killed on board the helicopter. Two Pennsylvania State Police troopers, both are expected to make a full recovery.
It is 7:06 here at KRLD, and two college cyclists have died. Seven others are hurt after a driver plows into them in Tennessee, where a state highway patrol major, Roy Brown, says it was a terrible scene.
A large number of first responders, medical crews, responded to the scene, including multiple air medical teams, and transported injured people for treatment.
The cycling team was from Milligan University, a private Christian college in Elizabethton near the Tennessee-North Carolina line. Police have arrested the 69-year-old driver on a string of charges, including aggravated assault and vehicular homicide.
We're going to check in with David Johnson coming up in about 15 minutes as Wall Street tries to keep the momentum going today after the three big stock averages broke a three-day losing streak yesterday.
The Dow picking up 120 points to finish at 53,463. The S&P and NASDAQ composite each rose about 0.2%. Moderna shares more than doubled Wednesday after the drug company announced initial data for a personalized cancer vaccine meant to keep melanoma cells at bay. Medical experts say the drug may hold promise for treating other cancers. Buzzballs, the ready-to-drink cocktail brand, is tapping into consumer sense of nostalgia. It's forged a new partnership with the company behind Pop-Tarts. Frosted s'mores and frosted brown sugar cinnamon Buzzballs are 15% alcohol. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
7:07 here at KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD and the latest on Operation Epic Fury.
Top international story at this hour. President Trump declares what he's calling an economic D-Day against Iran.
President Trump applying more economic pressure on Iran. Trump announcing the most crushing economic operation ever taken, an economic D-Day, warning any country supporting Iran's economy faces tremendous economic consequences.
We have very draconian sanctions, and we'll see what happens.
That's Karen Waugh with that report.
Unrest continues in Ukraine a month after President Volodymyr Zelensky sacked his popular defense minister, Mykhailo Fedorov, who has since been demanding new elections.
He's basically not only calling for elections, which is a direct challenge to Zelensky, he is also criticizing Ukraine's governance. He says there's a systemic governance crisis. He says the old system lives by its own rules too often. It protects itself. People fear change. Decisions are made slowly. Initiative is punished. He basically appears to be making a bit of a pitch for his type of politics, what he was known for.
Tom Sufi-Burge explains that elections in Ukraine have been legally suspended since martial law was declared after the Russians invaded 4 years ago.
And a major update to the investigation into the weekend death of actress Hayden Panettiere.
This morning, sources tell ABC News the DEA is joining the investigation into the cause of death for star actress Hayden Panettiere. The Greenville, South Carolina Police Department continues to lead that investigation, looking into how the actress died and if it could potentially develop to a criminal complaint.
That is Trevor Ault with that report.
Do you have any thoughts about about GTA 6?
No, honestly, I don't. I was never really into GTA, but I wasn't GTA. But I'm familiar.
So I have never played GTA in my life. For those who don't know, it's Grand Theft Auto. And the highly anticipated, I mean, like the world will come to a stop for a brief moment when GTA 6 comes out. It's scheduled to come out on November 19th. This is going to be the latest, greatest.
I don't know. It's going to be like Y2K or something like that. Everybody's just going to have to stop down. And
well, so much so that the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division at Fort Stewart, Georgia, is offering some soldiers a four-day pass to play GTA 6 if they re-enlist. This is part of their incentive deal for active duty troops who sign a re-enlistment of at least 2 years between August 1st and November 14th, and they can have four free days off to play GTA 6. They don't get the game for free. They just get 4 free days off to play the game. Now, so far, 20 of 130 eligible soldiers at the 9th Brigade Engineering Battalion have re-enlisted under that perk.
Wow.
Now, this is a local unit program in Georgia. This is not an Army-wide policy, but they're dangling...
I want to hear Pete Hegseth talk about this.
They're dangling GTA 6.
It's our GTA
6.
Policy.
Yeah. What do you guys make of that? You can hit us up on the K-Post Roofing text line 945-766-1080. That having been said, while I've never in my life played GTA in any way, shape, or form, I really want to play GTA 6. I want to see it. I want to see the coolest game thing, whatever that comes out.
Get after
out.
It. Do it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even begin to know what to play it on. Like, do I have a system on which I can play GTA 6?
I probably not.
I don't think I do, right? I would need a gaming system of some sort.
Yeah.
I can't just play it on a computer? Wait, I would need a computer then, wouldn't I?
Right. Nobody has computers anymore.
Who has a computer? I don't have a computer at my house. 713.
For everything you need to know about in DFW.
The clock ticks on an ICE agent sitting in a South Texas jail.
Christian Castro faces assault charges tied to a January shooting in Minneapolis. Minnesota wants him extradited, but Abbott has yet to sign off.
And the world.
Trump says no talks with Iran are underway or even scheduled. Tehran, for its part, says it's closed. It's going to stay that way until Washington meets Iran's conditions.
Your source for trusted information is News Radio 1080, KRLD.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Expect a packed house tonight at the American Airlines Center as the Dallas Wings host Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham. For a WNBA game, there's a pregame rally outside in support of Cunningham's campaign to keep biological men out of women's sports. A 5-year-old girl is dead. She was left in a hot car on Redbird Drive in Garland Tuesday. We're told a family member returned from school with her and a sibling and accidentally left the 5-year-old in the car. After a trial judge was recused for saying the jury got it right, a new judge takes Carmelo Anthony's new trial motion this morning in McKinney. We have a reporter there. We'll get a live report in 11 minutes.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD. This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The morning briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. Let's get a check of your money. Good morning, David Johnson.
Good morning. Well, I hope it's going to be a good morning. It started off all right. We were seeing early on, going back, 2.5 hours or so, the NASDAQ looked a little bit higher, the Dow and the S&P average looked a little bit lower. However, now everything looks lower across the board. The Dow Industrials average, if it opened right now, would be down 411 points. The NASDAQ down 222. The S&P average down 42. So my challenge, of course, is to find an excuse for all this. And the knee-jerk reaction is to take a look at energy prices. Crude is going right through the roof. The West Texas Intermediate price is up almost 4%, up $3.08 at $87.48. We're seeing the same kind of move in Brent crude. So that's number one. Number two, this time yesterday, we were talking about the surprise announcement from the Treasury that they were doing sort of a quantitative easing, but the effect would be to lower interest rates. And indeed, interest rates went down, 30-year, 5-year, 10-year, 2-year, all across the board. Well, that lasted about 24 hours because interest rates are going back up. The 10-year rate is zooming up. It's 4.70%. That's part of the big problem. Now, the other is we keep getting this sort of anecdotal information about the consumer, and it is not good. Over the last few days, we've heard from both Home Depot and Lowe's, which both said, you know, their professional business is all right, but they're really getting hit by the do-it-yourselfer. They're just, they don't have the money to do it, and they're not borrowing money. They're not doing home equity loans to make the improvements themselves. Now come earnings from two other places that seem to reinforce that. Walmart's earnings were okay, but of course they got a lot of money back from tariffs. It's the same store sales that were the slowest in years. They came in well below expectations, and it seems to be a lot of the consumer. They're just holding back. Now, they're also being affected by health and health prices and prescription prices have come down, so it affects their sales. But also it's the consumer. And where you really see it is advanced auto parts. This stock's down 15%. There's not a better example of do-it-yourselfer shade tree mechanics than advanced auto parts. That stock's down 15% after their numbers came out. So we've got higher interest rates, we've got higher oil prices, we've got lower stock prices. Sound familiar? David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
727 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks so much for sticking with us this morning. Well, the Dallas Cowboys' new defensive coordinator, Christian Parker, says his first priority each week is not going to be figuring out what the opponent does once we hit the regular season. It's making sure that Dallas understands itself. Parker says self-scouting comes first before the Cowboys decide how they want to attack an offense.
Handling your business in-house first. So self-scout is very important. What are we doing well? Because it doesn't matter if we know what they're doing if we don't know, you know, what we're doing.
Parker says the approach can change depending on whether an opponent builds its offense around specific players or around its scheme. Get a chance to see Parker's defense in action again. Dallas plays Arizona Saturday on 105.3 The Fan. That moves the Rangers-Angels game right here to 1080 KRLD at 6:05 on Saturday. Speaking of the Rangers, Washington shuts down Texas 6-0 last night. Nationals starter Cade Cavalli strikes out 11 over six scoreless innings. The Rangers managed only four hits. Texas a half game back in from the final American League wildcard spot. The Astros won yesterday, so Texas trails Houston by two games in the West. They'll wrap up the series with Washington tonight at 7:05.
When you say the Astros,
the hated Astros is actually what I meant.
I appreciate you clarifying that.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.